a great point for us. I think they're a very good side, Colchester. First half, I think they played very well, apart from getting on our goal. And I thought our goal, when we got it, was a fantastic goal. Great ball from Cabby. Lovely ball from James Collins. Great finish from Ada Yusof. But I would have thought, if you'd have said to me, would I take a point tonight? I would take a point tonight. And I think it's a fair result.
But under the circumstances, probably much the better side for much of the first half at least, but just too much pressure at the end to hold on.
Yeah, I think, you know, when teams are going to 10 minutes ago and the ball goes in the box, they've got some really big guys who are very good aerially, and you can't, sometimes you've just got to hope that you get the second ball and the guys finish really well, and you've got to say well done to Colchester. You know, they fought to the end and they got a deserved point. I think a fair result.
Took the lead, of course, through and Youssef coming into the side after his match-winning performance on Saturday. What was the thinking there? Just trying to hope to really capitalise on the momentum he had coming into this game?
No, not really. Jason Bantanet was sort of stiff on the hamstrings, and you know, he thought, we knew he could do about 30 minutes, Jason, and also AD did do really well. So it was a mixture, and I told Jason it's not just because you've got tight hamstrings, it was AD had done really well. He got the goal, but AD won't be able to do 90 minutes straight away because of his game time. So I felt in the second half we could revert to our formation. Jason got in a couple of times round the back, but we just couldn't get that final ball in.
Of course, you would have loved to have got that third win on the bounce, but is the fact that you pushed Colchester so close tonight a sign of how far this team has come in the last few weeks?
Yeah, very good point. I actually said, look, they're really disappointed. And I said, listen, last year we were losing games. And you're disappointed now, you've drawn a game, and I'm glad you're disappointed because that's how far we've come, and you've got to take that momentum into Saturday's game against Blackpool. Every game's going to be a battle. I thought our effort was fantastic. I always go a bit on the quality, but you can't fault the boys for going to the end, you know, and we even ended the game on the attack, you know.
When you look back at the goal, will you be critical of the defending, or at times you just have to accept those chances,
yeah,
it's going to happen?
I think they're 6'4", 6'5", those guys. They're big guys, and when the ball goes in, it's a percentage ball. If you can read the, anticipate and get the blocking, great. The guy's got on it very quick, and he's hit a great finish. You know, Glenn's not going to stop that. So you've got to say sometimes you can't do much about that, you know.
Plenty of positives from today. Another man of the match performance from Cabby Jarlow. Just his third game, but already settling in magnificently.
Yeah, I think the crowd like someone who's effervescent, puts in tackles, tries to get on the ball. I didn't think his quality on the ball was as good for Cabby, but nevertheless, he does get in and put tackles in. But, you know, great to see the stand behind the goal filling up, you know, and the fans getting behind us. And, you know, we've got to keep that momentum going.